Jerry Bader Show 924. A few moments ago, I shared with you that Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has sent letters to stations. You have that, Jason? To TV stations in Wisconsin airing this ad.
Wisconsin ranks fifth in the nation in new manufacturing jobs.
Four.
Ahead of four competing Midwestern states in average weekly wages.
Three.
Third in the nation for three-month job growth.
Two.
Second among all U.S. states for potential economic growth over the next 6 months.
One.
And Wisconsin ranked number one for growth among all Midwestern states, exceeding the national growth rate for economic success. Thank you, Governor Walker. Because of your policies, we have liftoff.
Now, Tate claims all of that's false. And if stations continue to run that knowingly false, they're breaking the law. Jim Pugh, WMC Public Relations Director, fired back yesterday. He sent his own email to station managers, to Wisconsin station managers, from Jim Pugh, WMC PR Director, regarding WMC-TV Ed True. Date, October 1st. It has come to my attention that Mike Tate, chairman of the DPW, has sent letters to television station managers suggesting that WMC's most recent television ad is untrue. Suggesting? I'm not saying it. Mr. Tate is simply wrong. Mr. Tate alleges that WMC misstated publicly available government research produced by the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank. As you know, we are all free to quote and cite government documents, and we have an unfettered First Amendment right to provide inside analyses and commentary about such government documents. WMC's ad reports that the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank has ranked our state among the leaders in future economic growth. It's now number one. That was reported widely by the Wisconsin media, including the Capital Times, which is now being used as a source to say our factual citations are inaccurate. And his letter is ironic when you consider that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin issued a news release in May stating that Wisconsin ranked 49th in economic growth based on a report from the Federal Reserve Bank. The Fed report received widespread coverage, much wider spread coverage than the good news is. That's me. Now, back to Jim Pugh. In May, Mr. Tate's organization said the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia's newest report of state-leading economic indices provides yet one more indication that Scott Walker's anti-jobs policies are moving us in the wrong direction, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Mike Tate said Friday. This is back in May. We're 44th in the nation in job growth, dead last in short-term job creation, 45th in wage growth, and now 49th in economic forecast. The only jobs number Scott Walker seems to be able to increase in Wisconsin is the number of terrible rankings. Well, back then, Mike Tate thought those numbers were pretty gosh darn important and accurate. Now that the Federal Reserve Bank is reporting information that is favorable to Wisconsin, Mr. Tate is asking you to censor our speech. We respectfully stand by our ad that is completely true and is based on government documents and media reports. Our ad is constitutionally protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution and as such should remain on the air. Now, that Mike Tate went to this extreme tells you how freaked out he knows this is accurate. He knows that there is nothing wrong with airing these ads. When the information from this data was favorable to him in May, he issued a news release. He is trying to scare the television stations. That's what he's trying to do. This is intimidation. He's hoping that some station managers are actually stupid enough to fall for the lies that he put in this letter. That's what he's hoping. So I have a little homework for you. If you hear anything in your markets, and there are a lot of markets covered by this show, you folks listening in Sheboygan get the Milwaukee market. We, of course, get the Green Bay market up here. And we do have listeners in the Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse TV markets. If you get any whiff at all that any station has pulled this ad, I want you to let me know right away. By the way, there are a series of ads. I just played one. But there are a series of ads touting that these policies have Wisconsin's economy moving in the right direction. This is to Mike Tate and Democrats, this is like a stake to a vampire. That would be a wooden stake. Or a silver bullet to a werewolf. I would say kryptonite to Superman, but I don't want to compare them with Superman. That's the only reason I didn't use that one. This tells you how freaked out they are. And the numbers that they touted just, what, about 6 months ago? Suddenly, they're not valid. And they're not supposed to be used to compare state to state. You mean like you did in May when they worked for you back then? I'm serious about this. If you get any wind of a TV station bowing to this intimidation, please let me know. We have a great What is Right, What is Wrong topic coming up in 5. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Vayner Show is sponsored in part by American